Okay, so we're back to Beta, where we left off. On Gimel Amid Aleph. Gimel Amid Aleph? Dalet Amid Aleph. All right, so let's see if we can, let's go back to the Gemara. So it goes like this. So what we left off with was the question of Shabbos v'Yom Tov, right? Rav Omar Nolda Bezeh Asur Bezeh. Rabbi Yochanan Omar Nolda Bezeh Muteres Bezeh. Right? And the Gemara said, so what's the case again? You have the egg that's born on, you have a Shabbos and then a Yom Tov, or Yom Tov and then a Shabbos, it really doesn't matter. And you have a Beitza born on the first day of, first Yom Kodesh. And so it's Machlokas, Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, about the second day of Kodesh, right? So Rav says it's Asur on the second day, and Rabbi Yochanan says it's Mutar on the second day. So the Gemara concludes that they're arguing about Hachana de Rabba. Right? They're arguing about Hachana de Rabba. Rav holds from Hachana de Rabba, and Rabbi Yochanan does not. Everybody agrees that what? It's not a question of Kedusha Achas or Shtei Kedushos. Right? That's not the question. It's not that Rav holds Kedusha Achas. Rav holds Shtei Kedushos. So why don't you say, Nolda Bezeh, Muteres Bezeh? Because of Hachana de Rabba. And Rabbi Yochanan does not hold from Hachana de Rabba. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, what was the reason for the Beitza being a surah? Anybody remember? Rabbi Yochanan held from the Mashkin Shezavu, right? I believe that's what he held. Mashkin Shezavu. Give on. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, the gzeira of Mashkin Shezavu is only on the Mashkin that is that Shezavu Bobayom. So the first day they're going to be Asur because of Mashkin Shezavu, right? But the second day they're not, right? As long as you don't hold from Kedusha Achas, correct? That's just like any other case. You don't say Mashkin, you don't say the Beitza that was born on Friday can't eat it on Shabbos. There's nothing to do with the Mashkin Shezavu is only an Isur, it's only a Gzeir when it's Bobayom. Because the process of excretion occurred on that day. So then there's an gzeira that you might come to squeeze other things. But Rav, so therefore there's no, therefore he holds Muter, Nolda Bezeh is Muteres Bezeh. But Rav held from Hachana de Rabba. Okay, so therefore it's Asur on the second day. Why? So we had a problem. Why is it Asur on the second day? Where is the Hachana? Right? Where's the Hachana? If it was just a quick refresh over here, if it was born on the second day, then it's Pashut, it would be Asur. Why? If it was born, if you had Shabbos Yom Tov, and it was born on Yom Tov, so then it's Pashut, it's Asur. Because it was Nigma on Shabbos, right? That is the case itself. The Gemara of the Beitza was on Shabbos. So Shabbos is now being Mechen Yom Tov, right? But the question is, if it's born on Shabbos itself, so then it was really Nigmara on Chol. So that was the problem. So why should it be Asur on Yom Tov? So let's take a break. Why is it Asur on Shabbos? Shai, were you with us and all this stuff? A little bit. Why is it Asur on Shabbos? Gezeira, right? Gezeira Atu. Yom Tov Echa Shabbos. It's also on a Stam Yom Tov or Stam Shabbos, because the Gzera of a Yom Tov or Shabbos is after Shabbos or Yom Tov. But, so therefore, that's the basic idea is like that. That once it's Usur on the day it's born, right? Once it's Usur on the day it's born, so then it comes out that the Leda itself was like a Hachana for tomorrow. Because the Leda made it usable now, or made it better now. There was some qualitative change brought about by the Leda itself. And yet it wasn't Roy for the day. So that's the definition of Hachana. Right? Hachana means some kind of a qualitative change produced now, which is not usable until a later, for which is only usable for a later date. That's what preparation means, right? Okay, there were differences of opinions exactly what the Hachana problem was, but that's basically the story, right? If you hold from Hachana de Rabba, so then it makes sense to say that even that if it's Nolda Bazu, it's a Sura Bazu. Okay, so now what do we have over here? So basically, you had a Maisa, right, where this happened, and Rav said that it's Usur, right? Yeah. So the Gemara says like this, but we normally say, no, I'm sorry, that wasn't Rav, it was who? It was Rav Papa? Rav Papa, right? Funny Gemara, right? So the Gemara, they came to ask Rav Papa, Shaila and Yom Tov. So what did he say? Come back tomorrow, I don't want to give an answer. It was what? It was in the afternoon already. So he didn't want to be Mora Hora after CSEIN. So he came back the next day, and he said, it's a good thing I didn't answer you yesterday, because I would have gotten it wrong. I would have gotten you, because I would have thought it's normally that the klal is Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, halachas like Rabbi Yochanan. Right? But over here, Rava said that we hold like Rav in these three cases. Bein l'kul l'bein l'kul. And one of the cases is Nol the Bazoo is a Sur Bazoo. Okay, so that's basically the Psak, right? That's the Psak 100% from our Gemara. There's no question about it. We definitely hold from Achana de Rabba. There might be questions whether it's the Raisa de Rabbanan, but we definitely hold from the Isser of Achana de Rabba. Okay, and in the most part, it seems we hold as an Isser de Raisa. Okay, so now the Rashba takes up the question on everybody's mind, right? What's the question on everybody's mind? If you hold from Achana de Rabba, so that means it's an Issa d'Oraisa to be Mavashel, it's an Issa d'Oraisa to be Mechin from Yom Tov to Shabbos, right? So how do we do an Erev Tavshilin, right? How do we do an Erev Tavshilin? Okay, so it's not really a new question, right? It's a question that Rabba himself posed. So let's take a look at the Rashba. So he says like this. Vim tomar v'amashma l'koman b'reish perik yom tov shechalios b'erev Shabbos dimidor raiso tzarki Shabbos nasim b'yom tov v'eruv midrabonon. Right. Ukitayme, is that what you have? What do you have there? Ukitayme de who? The Rava. The Omar Kadeshi Yivra Mona Yofil Shabbos Yofil Yom Tov. Im Kain Kiravashi the Omar Kadeshi Yomru Eno from Yom Tov Lishabis Kamchom Yom Tov Lachol. Inami, I'm sorry, Inami. Right? Yes, so what's his kasha? V'o the Im Isei the Yom Tov Mechan Lishabis Mishum Erev Lo Avishar Yisud Raisa. Kidamale Rabba Gufe. Rav Chista Peke Luovrin Bishlam Al Di Disli Hoil Hainz of Mion to Shabbos El Di Doch Laisla Hoil Hech of Mion to Shabbos Vichite Mishum Erev Mishum Erev Shari used to write so Pork of Chista Shanio Shanio Mer Tzaki Shabbos Nasim Biom Tov Amal Di Don Di Isla Nachona Ein Tzaki Shabbos Nasim Biom Tov Vafil Be'erev. Okay, so what's his question? Right. No, so the question is that what from the second parak, it's mashma, it's only nissen the drabbanan to cook from Yom Tov to Shabbos. Right? It's only nissen the drabbanan, because that's what the Gemara is saying. The Gemara is saying the heir of Tavshil is only the iser of heir of the iser the heir of Tavshil is matir is only drabbanan. Right? So it seems like we don't hold from Achana de Rabba. That's the problem. Right? According to Hachana de Rava is exactly saying you can't cook from Yom Tov to Shabbos. That's exactly what it is. Right? But yet, in the second parak, it's mashmi, you can. And it's only Nisid de Rabbanon. The Erev is only there to be Matir, to create and Matir Nisid de Rabbanon. And also, V'od, what's the V'od? If you're going to say Yom Tov is not Mechim l'Shabbos, right, then you see you can't be Matir with an Erev. Right? So what's his answer? His answer is, Yesh Lomar, the onan nami ki idach de Rabba Sviralon. The Isle Hoil, Daraisahu. Vilkach midina ofen le Shabbos Hoil vi boy ochile biome. Bafil ochile hoil vi mikle orchim. Okay, so the answer seems pretty straightforward, no? Seems like the only answer you can give. That it's true, we hold like Rabba, that Achana is Asr, but we also hold like Rabba, that Hoil is Mutter. Right? So therefore, according to Rabbah, there'd only be an Issud Rabbanon to cook from Yom Tov to Shabbos. So how does Hoel remove Hachana de Rabbah? Right? How does Hoel remove Hachana de Rabbah? Because Hachana de Rabbah, because Hoel makes it for now. And it's only a problem of Hachana. Again, you have to remember, what's the only problem of Hachana? Is when you're doing something now, but it's not satisfying any present need. Right? It's not shaykh now. You're doing the maisa of prepare of creating something now, but it only has a shame of preparation for the future. Because it's not shaykh now. But if you hold from Achana de Rabbah, if you hold from Hoel, Hoel is telling you that it is considered a present sarach, because the archim are considered a reality. The Orchim are considered part of the present circumstances. So when you're cooking on Yom Tov, even for the next day, even for Chol, that's not a problem of Hachana de Rabbah. Okay, so then you get into a funny problem. So then what's the next logical question? I mean, the Rashba is leading you on a logical questions over here. No, so the Erev is because you still hold this Nisid Rabbanon. But now you have a funny question. So when does Hachana de Rabbah ever apply? Now, his Rabbah's own shita is strange. He says there's an Isser to prepare from Yom Tov to Shabbos, and certainly from Yom Tov to Chol. Right? But I also hold that everything you do now is considered for now. So how can you ever be over the Isser of Hachana de Rabbah? Right? I have an Isser, you can never be over. Okay, so what's his answer? Yesh lomar vim tomar odim came hadikos rachman alochem. Im kain. Oh, it's a different question first. Im kain hadikos rachman alochem v'darshinan minei lochem v'lo la'akum lochem v'lo la'klovim hechi mishkachas lei. Da ho'il do raisahu. So here's a separate question first on the ho'il. If we really hold like ho'il, okay, this is an important question. This is an important question because this was a big raya of the Balamor. This is one of the Balamor's main rayas. We didn't go through all the rayas, but one of the Balamor's main rayas that we don't hold like Rabbah with regard to ho'il is that the Gemara says you're not allowed to invite. Is that the Gemara says that there's an Isser to cook for a guy and for animals. Right? Now the heter of Ochel Nefesh doesn't apply L'akam and L'klavim. L'chem v'lo L'akam and L'chem v'lo L'klavim. But if we really hold like Ho'il, so then everything should be Mutter anyway. Right? Because Ho'il says we don't care what you have in mind. So you see here clearly, according to the Rashba, that Hoel works even if you have in mind to cook for later. Doesn't matter what you have in mind, right? As it just matters on the. It was just a question of do we say the circumstances are present, right? So he says Yesh Lomar the Mavashlam Dvarim Ha'asurim Lo the Lake of Hoel. So you could say simply that how are you going to be over the Isser of cooking for an animal or cooking for an Akum if you have Hoel, so you cook Isser. If you you cook Isser, then there's no Hoyle. Right? That's one answer. Now, but here's the powerful question. Vim Tomer, Od Hamrinan Amazamnis Hakam Biomtov Gzeira Shema Yara Bishvilo. So this was a main. This was the Malamor's main raya. One of his most important rayas, that the Rif was wrong, because the Rif said we hold by Hoyle, right? But there's a Gemara, and I think it's a somewhat well known halacha, that on Yom Tov you can't invite a non Jew over to your house for a Yom Tov meal. But you can invite him over for a Shabbos meal. So why can't you invite him over for a Yom Tov meal? So the Gemara says, because if you invite him over for Yom Tov, then you might cook more on his behalf. You might cook extra food for him. And it's also to cook, for an Akam on Yom Tov. It's also to cook for an Akam on Yom Tov. So why can't he use the same answer they just used before? Because marba over here, you're not going to be marba. Marba means things that you're going to eat, right? Doesn't say, you can't say you're worried you're going to cook him treif. It's your house. You're going to be serving a whole meal. You're not going to have treif on one end of the table, and then it's clear that it says you're going to put another steak on. That's the problem. We're worried you're going to cook another chicken or whatever it is. So that's definitely talking about food that's roy for you. So the Baal HaMor said, you see from this, that it must be, we don't say hoil, and it would be an issa d'oraisa to cook extra for a guy. Because otherwise, what? What's your halachic antenna should go up on this one? Otherwise, if it's not an issa d'oraisa to cook for an akam on Yom Tov, then what? Then why would there be a gzera? That's the Baal HaMor's main raya. I'll show you that the Gemara holds there's an issa d'oraisa to cook on Yom Tov for a guy, even though it's food that's mutter for a Jew, and we don't say hoil. Why? Because the Gemara says don't invite, because maybe you'll cook. So that must be a d'oraisa. Otherwise, why would there be a gzera for d'rabban? Right?
The
deraisa would be no. Here he's going into hoil. No, he's saying if you're going to hold from hachana de rabba, right? Then how do you cook from yom tov to Shabbos, right? So it must be we hold the hoil. Now he's trying to show you problems with saying that we hold hoil. And if you say we don't hold hoil, then we can't hold from hachana de rabba. In other words, it's tali zebze. If you hold from hachana de rabba, then it would seem the only way, like Rab himself said, the only way you can cook from Yom Tov to Shabbos is if you hold Hoyle. So holding like Rabba is dependent on holding Hoyle. So now he wants to show you, it would seem at least, now he wants to show you that what? That we don't hold Hoyle. Problems with saying we hold Hoyle. If we really hold Hoyle legitimately, then how can there ever be an Isra of Lochem v'lo la'akum? So that he gets around. Because you could say you're cooking non-kosher food. But why should there be an Isra Drabanan to invite a non-Jew on Yom Tov? What's the Gzeira for? It would seem it's for Deraisa. So he says, no. Ahimid Rabbanan v'almahi v'rabban nami be'ofe miyom tov l'chol ein alokik omar. Mishum Hoyel, Aval Isar Miha Ika, Umidrabanan, Umiyom Tov Shabbos, Dikitzarach Mitzvah Shari Be'eruv, Kitaime Derava, Derava, Ok Ravashi. So he doesn't really answer it too well, right? So the Ramban gives a fuller answer in Pesachim. He says, things that are Derabanan but are very common, you find cases where there's a gzera, even on drabbanans. It's a sticking point. It's a sticky point. You've got to live with it. If you want to hold like this, you've got to live with that. But the Ramban says there are other cases. It's not unprecedented to have a gzeira on a drabanan when it's something that's very easy or very common, very likely to be over. Right? They have to give a chizik to their own situation sometimes.
But here he's saying you can't say it's not a deraisa because we say ho'el.
You can't say it's deraisa if you say ho'el. That's correct. Okay. Now he says like this. Now he gets to the main question. Vim tomer od im kein had the kasher rachman of echinu esir view ulem meiser hachana yom tov l'shabbes heishkirim ashkachas lo. But now let's go back to the main question. How do you have the Isra of Achana at all? If you have Hoyo. Right? How do you have the Isra Achana at all if you don't have Hoyo? So he says like this, Yesh Lomar b'chol mokom de leka Hoyo. You'll have Achana wherever you don't have Hoyo. You have the Isra Achana wherever there's no Hoyo. And where would that be? Umishkachas la b'hachana de memela. You go in Beitza Shinola b'Shabbos achi Yom Tov v'kudu Rabba. Dama kol Beitza de misyalda idna me esmo garma la. Very strange Rashba. Where are you going to have it? You're going to have it basically in the case that Rabba said it. I mean, it's strange. I mean, Rabba's not going to be tripped up by his own problem. But that's it? That's the whole Isra of Achana de Rabba? Not to have a Beitza that was born on Shabbos after Yom Tov? From the Pasuk of Heichinu? Oh, well, he has another case where he brings it up. But it comes out, according to him, a strange thing. The only way you can possibly have Achana de Rabba, if we have Hoyil, is where the thing happens Mamela. How's that work out? Where it happens Mamela? Like by the Beitza. Yes. Right, because any other case is going to be in terms of the Maisa. Right, if it's a hachana in terms of the maisa, right, so then the maisa makes something now, but the circumstances say you don't need it for now, like cooking in the afternoon. But then ho'il kicks in. The only time you can have a hachana de rabba is if you're going to take the beitza, because then that turns then that is machshev, like we learned the other time, that's machshev the process. Now it's machshev the result. It's machshev the process of the gemara of the beitza for now, and that's not something you can ever apply a hovel to. But it's very funny. It's an extremely limited case. Or he gives like the case in Erevin. I don't think I included that. Basically like this. Or he gives like the case in Erevin. But there's one case that he leaves out, which is an obvious case. There's an obvious case that other rishonim hold from. That he leaves out. What is it? Anybody know? What's an... Huh?
No, a case from the Mela?
No. A case where you'll be over Achana de Rabba, even though you hold from Hoyil. More clearly. That's right. Very close to Shkia. What if you cook something right before Shkia and you don't have enough time for anybody to eat? Right? See, if you look in the Shulchan Aruch, in the Achronim, on the Shulchan Aruch, Shulchan Aruch himself doesn't mention anything, but if you look in the Achronim, the Mishnah Berurah, has a big discussion of it in the Bir Halacha, it comes out to be a serious question. When you have Yom Tov and then Shabbos, so we make an Erev Tashion, right? But the question is, can you cook right before Shabbos starts? Or should you prepare all of your food early in the day? Or earlier in the day? So the Achronim say it depends on whether we hold from the reason of Hoyil, like Rabbah, or whether we hold that Sarkei Shabbos and Nasan B'Yom Tov. if you hold, like, if you hold Sarkei Shabbos or Nasan B'Yom Tov, so then it's just, then it doesn't matter. That's just considered Ochel Nefesh. That's just considered Ochel Nefesh. Right? Like Tosus, the Tzarech itself is a Matir. But if you hold that the only reason it's mutter is because of Ho'il, then they hold, then they say you have to really cook, you have to really be ready with enough time for potential guests to eat it. Right? So that becomes a big, that's a big discussion. Should we be careful with that or not? Is there, do you have to be careful with that or not? So it's a funny thing. It turns out, Yaakov showed me in this, he just said he happened to be looking at this Masorah journal for some reason, and he saw that there's a discussion, they bring down a small piece from the Rav on Ho'il. Right, and he takes up this question. Alright, so should we just try to go through it together? Let's do it. Okay. Okay. Okay, so he starts, it's in Nisan, Tafshin Nun Gimel.
Oh, it's
a good year.
A good year.
Okay. What, you got the year? 93? Okay, so it's just like this. Psachim Mem Vav Amud Aleph. Quotes the Tosfos, Dibur Maskil Rabba. Okay. We did the end of this Tosus. We didn't do the beginning of the Tosus. Tosus says that Im Tomar Domer Bahamatznia Harode Chalos Devash Hizid Biyom Tov Sofeg Esarabayim. So Tosus brings up a question on learning Ho'il. Says, how can you say that we hold from Ho'il? There's the Gemara in Shabbos that says if somebody takes down chalos devash, that means a honeycomb, right? If you take down the honeycomb on Yom Tov b'mezid, you get malchus. All right, so what malacha is that? Best guess, huh? Second best guess.
Wait! Take down a honeycomb?
Yeah. What malacha would that be? Kotzer. It's like kotzer, right? It's considered like a kotzer, like a harvest. Okay, so Tosus asks, says, why don't you say ho'ol mikloy le'orchem? Why should you get malchus? Why should you get malchus according to Rabbi Eliezer, who's the Aratana and Psachim, who holds from ho'il, right? Why should you get malchus? Why don't you say maybe orchem will come? Right. So he says, "V'yesh lomer kigon shehidvish hadavash ve'ena roy lechol va'afilu imik loy le'orchem lo chazilu." Okay. So one answer is, it wasn't roy le'achila, and even if orchem come, he couldn't give it to them. Inami derod es samach l'shkiyas achama. So that's the source from this tosis. Or a few tosis didn't have this. Or if the case is, he took it down right before Shkia. Shafilu yavo orchem ein shohos biyom leochlo. Ad kan l'shono. So that's Tosus' answer. How could we hold from Ho'il and at the same time say that if you take down the chalos devash, you'll get malchus? Why don't you say people could come and they could and we'll give them honey? So his second answer is, the case must be we did it right before Shkia. So you don't have a Ho'il. Yeah. So he says like this. So this, he says, and from this Tosfos, the Magen Avraham says that you can't cook on Yom Tov at Samach L'Shabbos next to Shkia, even with Nerev Tavshilin, because since it's not possible for the Orchim to come and eat them, and eat them then, so then it's Aser. And the Prima Gadam and the Aruch HaShulchan ask that nobody's nizar in this. Right? No one is nizar in this. No one's careful about this. And the Aruch HaShulchan especially, you always like to find a reason for people's, to be Malam Eschus. Okay, so here's where his Lamdas is. Here's like this. Ready? Got to follow along. Vanira de bedin ho il tre dine ichlelubo. So he's starting already in the brisker. Tzvei dinim. Two, you have to say there are two, it seems there are two, in Hoil there are two dinim included. All right. Ayin betosus, dibro mastul kesisha. I didn't see it in this tosus, but I don't know, maybe I'm missing it. But he says that the Riva learned, the Riva holds, okay, listen carefully. De hoil matir lo mishum dikevon de la maisa lebesof ikluo often. Hoil is matir, not because in the end lemaisa the orchim come. Va'oz hochiach sofo al tchiloso shahaisa malacha letzara chocho nefesh. It has nothing to do with orchim actually coming. I'm not sure what he means. I'm not sure what he means by this. I mean, it's a double parsha. Because you don't say if orchim don't come, you're over. I'm not sure what he means by that. Ela geder inyano shekol malacha. This is the Indian. Any malacha b'sha'as maisa muteris. Kevan shehaya yochol lihios be'eze ofen shel heter. In other words, as long as you can say that right now there's a way that it would be mutter, meaning to say right now cooking would be mutter if orchim were about to come, right? So then it's mutter. Hovel is not saying that if Orchim come, then it will make what I do now mutter. It's not totally on the Metzias later of being machshav what I'm doing now. I'm not sure what he means to prove. The Riva doesn't say that in the Tosfos. I'm not really even sure what he's getting. Isn't that davar parsha? Vezul shon. Okay. Va'ayin b'Rambam Perak Aleph Tesvav Hilchos Yom Tov Vezul shon. Okay, listen to the Rambam. Hamavashal b'yom tov legoyim ola behema. Okay, so those are violations of lochem, right? It's not mutter because of lochem. Ola haniach lechol eino loke. Okay, so even though it's usur to do those things, you don't get malchus. Why? She'ilu ba'u lo orchem haya oso tavshil roi len. Because if orchem came, the food would be roi for them. Umiloshen Rambam muchach she'eino mechalek mosai bishul b'yom tov. B'tchilas yom o b'sofo. D'tomid eino loke. U'delo ketosfos hanal. So that's what he's trying to make that. He's trying to say that since the Rambam is not mechalek, when you cook on yom tov, he just says if you cook on yom tov, you don't get malchus. Because if orchim came, ilu ba'ulo orchim, it would be roi for them, so therefore it's you don't get malchus. He wants to say that the Rambam is arguing on Tosfos, whereas Tosfos insists it has to be an actual time. There has to be time in the day left for it to happen, right? The Rambam doesn't make any distinction. Okay, that's the setup. The ode demilashono muchach behedya shelo kosav sheefsher sheyavo orchim achshav. And he says that you want to be medayik from the lashon too. It's muchach, like he's saying, because it doesn't say sheefsher sheyavo lo orchim. Right? It doesn't say hamavashal biyom tov etc. Ein aloke sheefsher sheyavo orchim. Doesn't say that. He just says, "She'ilu ba'u lo orchem, haya ro'i lo'en." Right? Va'pshadhu dekevan she'yesh efsharus b'mekomos acherim she'malacha zu tihye muteres imkein shame maleches ochel nefesh al hamalacha. Since there are possibilities in other places that this malacha would be muteres, shame maleches ochel nefesh al hamalacha. De ilu hayu anoshim orchim, hayu ochlim mi bishol zeh. The imkain tamid nikras malachas ochel nefesh. Let's pause here. The Rambam. He says it doesn't matter if Orchim, if there's still time in the day for Orchim to come. He says he wants to learn it like this. De'ilu, she'ilu bo'olo Orchim, meaning to say, since there is a way, theoretically, since there is a case, let's put it that way, since there is a case that this food would be usable, therefore, it has the shame ochel nefesh. Right? Even if it's right before shkia. So how is he learning? How is he taking ho'il? Right? He's taking ho'il like the way the Ramban takes it by kutcha, basically, no?
What is the case where it would be okay?
Any case you pick would be okay.
So how is one right before shkia okay?
Ah, someone explain it to Morris. How is it good right before shkia?
Because what we care about is the maisa. Since the maisa, you know what I'm saying? Since the maisa is doable, we can't consider the maisa iser.
Let me read it again. Kevan sheyesh efsharus b'mekomos acherim. Okay. Shemalacha zu tihye muteres.
Is that actually another place or another times?
Times. He means times here. Right? Imkain shame malechas ochel nefesh al hamalacha. De'ilu hayu anashim orchim hayu ochel mibishol zeh. V'imkain tamid nikras malechas ochel nefesh. Okay, so how is he learning Ho'il according? How is he learning Ho'il according to the Rambam? It's not like we're learning Ho'il, right? We're learning in the Derech of Tosos. So let's just compare and contrast here. So how are we learning Ho'il? We were learning Ho'il to mean the heter is because it changes what we consider to be the circumstances. Right, you can only cook now if you have a tzarach now. But what do we define the present situation? We use a ho'il to expand from the actual circumstances to the possible circumstances. And halacha recognizes the possible circumstances as a present reality. So therefore, it's somewhat of an agnostic point of view. How much do you ever really know? So we're not going to differentiate between things that you really think you know and things you don't think you know. Everything is up in the air. So the Orchim coming is just as possible as anything else. So that's just a metaphysical joke. But that's the derech of Ho'il, right? It's information about the circumstance that Ho'il gives you.
But the
Isser and everything else remains the same. Right? How is he learning the Rambam's Ho'il? It defines Ochel Nefesh. Correct. That if you want to know what is a Malacha of Ochel Nefesh, right, then what? You want to know what partakes of ochel nefesh, then we employ any malacha that what?
That has the potential to be ochel nefesh.
That has the potential to be ochel nefesh is ochel nefesh. In other words, which kind of maisa is a maisa of ochel nefesh? A maisa that in certain circumstances partakes of actual ochel nefesh. In other words, let's put it this way. The function of the ho'il is to universalize, right, meleches ochel nefesh. From where there's an actuality of ochel nefesh, to saying that the heter of ochel nefesh is really in what? In a malacha that partakes of ochel nefesh. It's not the tzarech of ochel nefesh that makes the malacha mutter. It's a certain character in the malacha itself. Right? What is maleches ochel nefesh? Not a malacha that has a direct object of ochel nefesh, but a malacha that has a character of ochel nefesh. In general, cooking, making food, that has a character of ochel nefesh. And it doesn't matter right now whether you need it or not. The heter is not because you need to eat. The heter is because this is a certain kind of activity. You understand? Certain activities are not asur on Yom Tov. Which kinds? The ones that are qualified by the identity of ochel nefesh. That identity is called from a hoil, not from a direct circumstance of need, right? Still describing it, but that's the way he's. Now, it's similar to the way the Ramban was interpreting ochel nefesh hoil by kudshim in terms of identifying shemos. You know what I mean? Who's considered shelo lemenuyav? It's not an actuality. It's not a. See, because he's saying that his point is that the Ram is taking a hoil in the past. The Ram's learning all hoils, like the ones in kudshim, that don't really matter. At least in Yom Tov, it doesn't matter. It's not a question of what will actually happen in the future. It's a question of hoil defines the malacha. You want to know what kind of a malacha this is? You have to look at its potential to know what it is. Is cooking in the category of ochel nefesh? Well, yes. Even though. What bothers me though is this. Can I just tell you honestly what bothers me? If this is really what the Ram means by hoil, why do you need orphan? I can eat it. Why do you need to find a case that? Why do you say, well, since I could eat one piece, I can cook 100 pieces? It sounds like there's a havamina to be mechalek between like a lot of food and a little food. How can you cook a lot of food? Like maybe you'll say that's intrinsically not ochel nefesh. Without orchim, then what would you say? You can cook like one meal. You can cook like your own sandwich. But you couldn't cook 10 servings. But that's a funny kind of a chiluk.
If it's on the malacha itself.
So then what can you say? It's a different kind of a malacha if it's for 20 people than if it's for one person?
Isn't that a different thing whether it's in one pot or two pots?
Right.
I mean, I'm saying, doesn't that have nothing to do with hoel?
What do you mean? Halachically?
Yeah.
I'm saying if hoel is just a question of, is this maisa a maleches ochel nefesh, and that's all we care about, so then what do you need to bring in orchim for? I could have cooked for myself this morning, so you see, cooking is not the problem. We'll leave that as an open question right now. But anyway, so let's go through. He ties this thing together masterfully, so I just want you to see just the beauty of how he pulls everything together is amazing. So let's go through like this. Nice like this. We'll leave that question on hold. If we can come back and answer it, good. If not, not. Now, it's like this. Ayin b'me'iri b'sugyon. This is a very difficult point. And we glossed, we didn't take it up. But the Me'iri brings down a machlokus in the Rishonim by she'ela b'hektish. That becomes a big issue. If you look in the Achronim on the Mishnah of ho'il iboy itchil by the chala, it becomes a very big question. Can you really be shoel? Is that really true? Can you really be shoel or not? Okay. So that comes down to machlokas tanoim by is hektish bishkaga hektish? Okay. That's a question. If you're, I think it's Beishan and Beishil, if you machdish something bishogeg, is it something that, is it still considered hektish? Okay. So he says like this: the Meiri brings down that the machlok is shown being she'ela behektish ish yesh she'ela behektish hafilu belitos. Odil odafka kemoshe odil makmoshe nodar v'shvu kemoshe neder v'shvu ba'utos k'dei la'atiram. Kemokein hektish ba'utos. Okay, he has a little bit. He has a slightly different question. Questions like this: in order to be matir or neder, you need a toss, right? How do you matir or neder? You need a toss. You need to say, I made a mistake. You go to the base, and you say, I have charata. I never should have done it, right? So the way you're undoing a neder is you're basically always saying it was a mistake. Okay, so he says there's a question in the Rishonim. By chala too, by hektish too, can you be shoil afilu b'li tos, or does it have to be a tos? Right? Umaksha lama ha-gemara omer de-bechala ho-vi boi mitzlala ha-leka tos. So the problem is, if you hold you need a tos to be mati or a neder of hektish, what's the tos by chala? Guy had to take chala. He can't come back and say, I made a mistake, I shouldn't have taken chala. Right? If you need a ta'os by hektish to be mati the neder, so what ta'os could you have by chala? Right? So, eich motzi shoyo, l'shita shematzrichim ta'os k'dei lishol. So that's his problem. Now what? If you're going to say, how could the Gemara say that you're going to be over on the chala because of iboy itchil, but if you hold you need a toss to be shoil, then you can't be shoil. So there is no iboy itchil, right? So he says like this: lefia Rambam v'hariva osi shapir. Oh, so he was saying the riva is like the Rambam. I didn't realize that before. The hoil, listen to this: the hoil v'yesh efsharus shel she'ela al hekdesho choshev kedide. Afilu b'mekomo she'eno yochol lishoil. So he says, in this particular case, there's no tos. But there are other cases of hektish where there could be a tos. Huh? So therefore, he says, since there are cases where she'ela, where you could do a she'ela by hektish, then it's considered yours even when you can't be shoil. Delot tsaruch. Yeah, so what's that answer? Why isn't the double hoil? Could have been something else, and I could have been shoil. But you have to understand, in his derech of applying hoil, what does hoil always do? Hoil has nothing to do with changing the circumstances according to him. But ho'il has everything to do with what? With defining the thing itself. Defining the ma'isa itself. So he says, if you learn ho'il to define the ma'isa itself, then what's the Gemara really saying when it says ho'il v'iboy itchil? It's saying that something that exists, that you're makdish, what's the Gemara analyzing with the ho'il? It's analyzing an abstract question. When I start out with something in my rishus, right? And then this, if you'll remember back, there were some guys in the yeshiva, in the shir, who wanted to learn this way l'chatchila, right? That what does ho'il mean to according to the shita? It's a question like this: I starting out with the isa in my rishus, right? And I am being makdashit. Is the status of Kedusha automatically a mafkia from my rishus? You understand? Is the identity of Kedusha automatically a hafka'a from my rishus? So then we'll use a ho'il to probe the nature of Kedusha. You understand? And if I can show you a case of Kedusha that I could still pull it back, that shows you that the shame kedusha in general is not considered completely out of my rishus. Even though in this particular case I can't pull it back. It's very similar to the Meister Shani stuff. Right? Now, is the chalos of Kedusha automatically, is in theory, in identity, in shame, is Kedusha intrinsically keneged bilus? So if I can show you a case of Kedusha that in some sense bilus is surviving because there's a ha'wil, then Kedusha and bilus are not mutually exclusive. That's the way he's learning. So it doesn't matter that by challah I can't actually be shoil. The question is there any remnant of your bilus now, is the question. And I will use the ha'wil to prove there is. This is the way Mishan and Mitnick were trying to learn. It's a good idea, but it wasn't the way the Rishonim that we were learning were learning. Right? So it's good to use your intuition and file it away, but don't try to cram it into the wrong shita. But right now, that's the way he's learning. He wants to learn that that's the Rambam's view on Ha'wil. Ha'wil is always in terms of Shemos. Understand? It's always in terms of Shemos. 100% is the shame of this malach. Does this malach have the shame Ochel Nefesh? We'll use Ha'wil. Is Kudshim have a shame of Hafkas Bailas? We'll use Ha'wil. Right? Ulefi Rambam va'riva nira delo tzarech levashom mibod yom b'kideshi yavo orchem. Delo kamo shekosav ha'tosvos. Deshame meleches ochel nefesh oleha tamid. Kevan shelu yitzuyar shehayu orchem hayu ochlem matzah? Probably means that. Nechsheves lemeleches ochel nefesh. I don't know what matzah is. Right? Okay, now here's where he tries to really, now he tries for a really big move. Vihine, what's that? Vihine, hatoso seviu od din ho'il, shehikshil. V'im toma iyamrian ho'il, imkein botalta kol melech shabbos, ho'il v'roi l'cholesh, yisbo sakana. We did that part of Tosis. Tosis asks, if you're really going to hold from Ho'il, so then you're going to dissolve all of Melech HaShabbos. Because you can always say, maybe there's a Chol HaShis Vasakana. Ad kan Lashon HaTosis. V'zeh Pashat lo makri Melecha. I have to catch what he's saying. The lo makri Melecha HaMuteres. Kevin sheish ofen shel dechia shel pikuach nefesh. Says it's pashut. You can't call something a malacha hamuteres just because there's a possibility, there's a way of dechia of pikuach nefesh. Elishatosus chidshu od din behoil. We'll have to slow down. What? The im ro'oi ledvar heter kmo pikuach nefesh. Chal kvar haheter shel hadechia, kevin sheroi lavo leheter ze. That's a mouthful. So what's pashut that is not? He says it's pashut. You can't say something is mutter because maybe a dechia of bekuach nefesh will come.
That's not a definition of the thing. That's a
dechia. So you can't say it's mutter to do something now because maybe there'll be a dechia in the future. The dechia in the future will be mater in the future. It's not going to be mater now. Right? That's not, Tosis doesn't mean to say I can do this now. No, let's put it this way. See, he sounds like he's working with that other theory that from the Riva that I didn't realize he was trying to say before. He sounds like he's saying, you could visualize Ho'il like this. I can do it now. Why? Why? Because in the future, Orchim might come. Okay? And if Orchim come in the future, that will make what I did now good. Right? But he says, you can't apply that logic to Pikuach Nefesh. You can't say, I can do a Malacha now, because there'll be a Dichoy in the future. Right? You can say, I can cook now, because there'll be an ochel nefesh in the future. But he says it doesn't make sense to say I can do a malacha now because maybe there'll be a dichoy in the future.
Are you stressing the maybe or the dichoy?
The dichoy.
You're saying dichoy is like dichoy is something that happens to this action as opposed to what the action is.
That's right. Now. That's right. And it was, the fact that Orchim come in later will mean that this now is a malacha of Ochel Nefesh, right? But dichoy never doesn't qualify a malacha, right? Dichoy means to say that the circumstance itself is a matir. But he says you can't say that later. If a guy did a malacha now, the dichoy later is gonna help him. So he says, so what must it be? It must be that Tosus is saying a new din in Hoel. That if something is roi to come later, right? If something is roi for a heter, like pikuach nefesh, then the heter chal kvar ha heter shel adachia. Kevan she roi lovo heter zeh. Now, truthfully, this is the way we were learning. I mean, I'm not sure what strange havamina of Hoel he was dispelling. But this is the way we were learning. It's not the future dechia. It's the fact that there could be a dechia, since it's possible for there to be a dechia at any moment, right? So then, that means we consider every possibility like a present possibility. So the heter of pikuach nefesh is a present heter. Vatos was tirtzu de la zeba in a milsa de shchicha. De imroi ledvar heter ha shchicha yesh kvar hadocha achshav. So what is he bringing this in for? So he says like this: V'hinei beheterah de'ochel nefesh masinu shnei dinim. By ochel nefesh, there are two dinim of ochel nefesh. Okay, this is a good preparation for the next stuff we're getting into. Echad meleches ochel nefesh lo nesra klal biyomtov ve'eno b'chlal iser meleches klal biyomtov. So something that is itself ochel nefesh, like bishul, is not even considered part of malacha at all. It's not like a heter. It's just not part of malacha. The only thing that's asur on yom tov is malachas avoda, not malacha ochel nefesh. There's just no iser on malachas ochel nefesh. Okay. Va'ayin b'shita mekubetzas l'ksubas shita yishana klomar. Kol osa malacha shehutz l'tzorach ochel nefesh lo hayu b'chlal lo sasa kol malacha. It's not even included in the lav. V'din zeh hu b'malachas ochel nefesh k'mo bishol. V'chol ha'malacha sheh me'lisha ve'elach. Like Morris was saying. Ayin tosus beitzo shehem be'etzem malachas ochel nefesh ve'ein nechshavim l'malacha klal. This is a hotly debated topic over here. What is how you work out what malachas ochel nefesh or not, and hopefully we'll do that. But he's taking the shita of Tosus that from Lisha and onward is actual ochel nefesh. That is per se ochel nefesh, but katsira is not a per se ochel nefesh. Okay, but Lisha is definitively ochel nefesh. There's no on Yom Tov is only whatever Lisha, and what do you have? You have Lisha, and if you, let's say there's only 35 malachas. Right? It's not 39 malachas with a heter of ochel nefesh. It's fewer malachas than that. And it's just excluded. It's excluded from the whole meaning of mitzvahs. From the whole meaning of the malacha. Okay. V'yesh odin d'tzorach ochel nefesh matir malachas yom tov. K'mo machshirei ochel nefesh shemat l'sakin L'takein sakin b'yom tov. I had to go to the Sephardic Kavra for that one. V'o du meleches makeh b'patish v'eina meleches ochel nefesh yesh din sheni shetzorach ochel nefesh matir. So he says in the realm of ochel nefesh there are two types of heterim. One is that the thing is ochel nefesh b'atzmo. It is definitively a mice of ochel nefesh. Right? And then there's another thing. That a need for ochel nefesh is matir another malacha. So, for instance, if you need to shecht the behema today, and your knife just fell on the floor and got a pagam, right? It happens. So then you're allowed to sharpen the knife, even though sharpening the knife is a malacha, makav patish, let's say, and you can't say makav patish is included in ochel nefesh, right? It's not intrinsically ochel nefesh. It's not like cooking, which is intrinsically ochel nefesh. But the tzorach of ochel nefesh is matir even other malachos. Okay, but in those cases, you need a present tzorach. Ochel nefesh itself, you don't need the tzorach. Right, that's the way he's learning the Rambam. It's just definitively mutter. It's just not included in the Isser at all. But other malachos that are included in the Isser, they have a heter that comes from ochel nefesh. Okay, the tzorach ochel nefesh will be matir hashkoza sasakin. Okay. V'chein savalei la rosh dekibui mutter letzorach ochel nefesh. Afogav shekibui be'etzem eino malachos ochel nefesh. Okay, so if you're cooking and the cooking requires a kibui, so that's fine. V'nira lomar degama tosu siril sovar leila hach dina. So why is he bringing this all in? Because he wants to now go back to the original tosus that Morris astutely noticed that is dealing with a malacha that's before Lisha. Right? So he wants to say that you can even learn that tosus in line with the Rambam. Why? He says, V'nira lomar degama tosu sovarle lahach dina de hoil shel Rambam. De efsharus shel bias orchim lu yitzuyur ilu bo kodem hoyu ochlin ze gamkein mashvel lemalechas lemalecha kemalechas ochel nefesh. Now just the possibility in another time frame that orchim could have come makes the malacha definitively ochel nefesh. V'nechshav abishol lechefza shel malechas ochel nefesh. Bishol itself is intrinsically ochel nefesh. Kaven shehi ba'atzmusa hi melechas ochel nefesh. V'yichol levashel afilu samach l'shkiyas l'chama gam l'tosus. The melechas ochel nefesh hi umuter be'etzem. Okay. V'chein hu minag olam levashel samach l'shkiyas l'chama kenal. Ella de'atosus mayri biro dechalos devash. Tosus is not talking about a melacha that's etzem ochel nefesh. If it's a malacha, that's etzem, that it itself is definitively ochel nefesh, Tosus would agree that you can do it right before Shkia. But Tosus was talking about a malacha that's not definitively ochel nefesh. And malachas that are not definitively ochel nefesh, why are they mutter? Only if there's a tzorach. Dehi malechas kotzer, v'ena malechas ochel nefesh. De kotzer ena malechas ochel nefesh. Du kodem lisha, el de boim la tiro mishum de roi lovo la tzorach ochel nefesh. Uleze boinen she yarde ba'od she yesh zman la orchem she yavou, she ye roi lochel nefesh. Avo bimavashel, she u be'etza malechas ochel nefesh, lo tzricha, she ye roi lovo lochel nefesh bimetzias. Ukamosha biyarna b'shidu zaramam. So that's what he wants to say. That's why he was bringing in the pikuach nefesh case. Why was he bringing in the pikuach nefesh? Because he wants to show you that even though pikuach nefesh is based on a matir of a tzorach, right? It's possible to say through ho'il, those are the two ways ho'il works, right? And this we started out saying. There are two ways that ho'il can work, right? So what are the two ways? One way is to define the character of the maisa per se, right? Is bishul a malechas ochel nefesh per se? Is the shame hektish a hafkos bailus per se? That's one way ho'ol can work, right? But he admits that there's another way ho'ol can work. What's the second way ho'ol can work? That if there's a matir based on a tzorach, we can view the tzorach as if it's here. Right? But that's the second ho'ol. That's the ho'ol that we've been working with. So he says, in that ho'ol, you need the efsharos. In the first ho'ol, it's just a question of abstract definition. You don't need the mitzias of the tzorach. Right? You just need there to be a case of that. But for the ho'il that's matir based on a tzorach, like pikuach nefesh, right? It's not possible to say, let's put it this way, what he was trying to exclude was he can't see, he was saying, you can't learn Tosus's question about Pikuach Nefesh in the Derech of the Rambam. In the Derech of the Rambam's Hoil. It's not a logical question. It makes no sense to say that just like the Rambam says, is Bishul Ochel Nefesh? Well, since Archim can come, or could have come, since it's a case of Archim, then Bishul is definitively Ochel Nefesh, right? The Rambam would never dream of saying, are all Malachas on Shabbos Mutter, because maybe there'll be Pikuach Nefesh. You understand? The idea of Pikuach Nefesh is a dichoy. It can't inform you about the character of a malacha. Lighting a fire on Shabbos is mutter because there's a case where you could do it for pikuach nefesh. That's not an analysis of ho'il like bishul by ochel nefesh. You understand? Says that nobody would think. Nobody would say something like that. Nobody would say that just like I say, cooking is, since Orchim could come, then Bishul is Ochel Nefesh. Nobody would say, and therefore, every time you light a fire on Shabbos, it has the character of Pikuach Nefesh. That's not what Tosus was asking. It wasn't a question on Ho'il of reflecting back on the nature of the Maisa. Because Pikuach Nefesh has nothing to do with the nature of the Maisa. Pikuach Nefesh has to do with is there a dichoy of the Isser. Right? Cooking for Orchim is not a dichoy of Ochel Nefesh. It is Ochel Nefesh. Right? So therefore he's showing you when Tosus is contemplating the question of Pikuach Nefesh, it's based on a different kind of a ho'il. It's a ho'il of saying, if a circumstance, like we were learning, if a circumstance is a matir, then can I say the circumstances here? So Tosus says you have to draw the line by things that are not shchiach. But it's showing you that a tzarach is considered that's the second ho'il, to say that there's the tzarach exists now, as long as it's not an outlandish tzarach. So that's what he's saying was Tosus' question. When Tosus said, harode chalos devash, and his answer was, it was samach l'shkiach, that's because it's the second category of ho'il. It's not a malacha that's ba'atzmo ochel nefesh, that we're using ho'il to define what ochel nefesh is. It's a malacha that intrinsically is not ochel nefesh, it's kotzer. But we're going to use the ho'il to say that the tzarech ochel nefesh is here. But for the tzarech ochel nefesh to be here, there has to be really enough time for the tzarech to exist. So therefore he wants to say that even though the Magen Avram made a faulty deduction. The Magen Avram saw this Tosfos and he said, you see, Tosus doesn't hold. You see, Tosus holds. There has to be Shas Bayom in order to be Mater Bishul. Because his case was, how could you be Roda Devash and be Chai of Malkus? Must be you did it before Shkia. So therefore, if you Mavasha before Shkia, it's no good. So the Rav says, no, it's a mistake. That's a mistake. Because you're not being mechalik between the two types of ho'wheels. By Bishul, the ho'wheels, the question is, what's the nature of the malacha of ochel nefesh? What's included in ochel nefesh? Even cooking tons of food is included in ochel nefesh. Why? Because it could be in ochel nefesh. So then it's included in ochel nefesh. And then it wouldn't matter when you do it. That's not a ho'wheel based on what's going to be. That's a ho'wheel of definition. The case of Tosfos was a ho'wheel on what will be. Since Roda Devash is Kitzira, and it doesn't have a chance of being Ochel Nefesh, but it is a heter of the Tzarech, then you need it to be time in the day for the Tzarech to actually materialize. Pretty good, huh?
Sounds great. So that's why the other Malchus aren't Macha.
That's right. Well, then, but that's different. That's ho'wheel. There's no ho'wheel. If you're not carrying something that's food, then you can't apply a ho'wheel. Right. Rambam wouldn't say you can cook wood. right? Ochel nefesh is it's not the full range of bishul that becomes mutter. That's a confusing issue. That's called mitoch. That's a slightly different question of mitoch, and hopefully we'll get to that. But what I wanted to show you is that the Rashba doesn't say that you cooked on right before shkia. It's a very simple case. Why didn't he bring that in that case? It seems the Rashba also holds it's not also to cook right before shkia. His only cases where you're cooking tray things, or where it happens in a mela, or you set up an air of tchumen, which intrinsically is only an imin of tomorrow. But he doesn't say the simple case. Can't tell me the Rashba's not smart enough to figure that out.